They are planning to sell streetcars not just to us, but around the country. And if they're successful in building a thriving business, that's a huge benefit to us, because although they're not in Portland, they're in the state. They and their employees, and they provide living wage jobs, pay state income taxes, which support our schools. The company pays property taxes, which for the most part, I mean, if the schools part of it goes into the statewide pool that supports everybody's schools. And there is a value, I think, in dealing with a local company. I met with the president of United Streetcar Inc. last week, Kevin Carter, and found out that he, too, went to Yoncalo Junior High School. And it's nice to have that kind of personal connection. And it's also understandable when you've got a company that's going into a new line of business, there are going to be some glitches. And we've had some glitches with companies that weren't Oregon companies. My understanding is that the Czech Republic company that was delivering streetcars to us some years ago, we had some delays there too. But the fact that glitches and delays are understandable doesn't make them acceptable. And when I met with Mr. Carter last week, he said the delays we've been having are unacceptable and need to be fixed. And we've made it clear to Oregon Iron Works, United Streetcar Inc., that when we settle accounts at the end of the contract, we expect to be made whole for damages due to delays. They understand that. With that introduction, I'll turn it over to Catherine to describe specifically what these amendments are about.
Thank you. My name is Catherine Levine. I'm with Portland Transportation. And as the commissioner noted, both of the items, I'd like to talk about both 766 and 767.
I'll get Carla to read the second item.
767, amend contract with Portland Streetcar Inc. for vehicle engineering services related to streetcar vehicles being procured from Oregon Iron Works for the Portland Streetcar Loop Project and increase compensation by $175,860.
Thank you. Both of these are contract amendments with Portland Streetcar Inc., the nonprofit operator for Portland Streetcar. They involve contracts for the first, project management services, which includes in part oversight of the vehicle engineering testing and certification that we need to occur before the vehicles can be put in service. The second item addresses the vehicle engineering services provided by LTK. They are the actual professional and technical leads who provide the oversight at OIW on behalf of the city. So together, these represent amendments totaling about $333,000. We do have contingency within the east side Portland Streetcar Loop budget. I believe in April, with the last council action, there was approximately $1.6 million in contingency. With these items, that would be approximately $1.25 million in contingency remaining to fully complete the project.
What does fully complete the project mean?
For us, it means closing out the contract with OIW after receipt of the vehicles and having their success in service. We have a contract for 5 vehicles. We have received 3. 2 are in service. The third one is expected to be in service this week.
It's been certified by the federal government as transit ready, whatever the term is?
The safety certifications involve, as I understand it, a number of agencies, and we are expecting that safety certification on the third vehicle this week.
This week. And vehicles 4 and 5, where are those?
According to the latest schedule proposed by Oregon Iron Works, we'll be seeing those delivered this fall in September and October.
September and October.
That's correct.
Good news.
It is.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I mean, continue.
Please do. Your staff were great about contacting us early and asking questions, both about the amount of contingency and whether or not any future amendments would be coming forward. I think it's likely with the schedule proposed for OIW, it is possible that there will be future amendments because we negotiate each of these amendments based on the amount of work done over a period of time as a way to try to control cost. So once we get actual receipt of the 5th vehicle, it is possible that there will be a subsequent amendment for services for engineering oversight.
So, like I said, if you want to finish your presentation, I have some more questions, but go ahead and
I would say in closing, repeat what the commissioner indicated, which is that the project budget has contingency funds to cover the services provided, that we are in a position where we want very much to see the work completed to be able to close out the East Side Loop project as in its entirety, as well as close out the grant with the federal government. So beyond the vehicle work that is talked about here, I'd like to just give you a heads up that when the feds invest the money that they have, in this case over $75 million, they very rightly require a before and after study. And that is over a two-year period of time. So we'll be looking at September 12 through September 14. The due date for that before and after study is at the end of calendar year 2014. So that is when we would actually finally reach completion and closure of the project grant and close out.
Greg Jones with Bureau of Transportation. The last time we were before you for an amendment, I believe you also asked for a lessons learned study as we complete the project. And I think we would try to incorporate that with the before after work that we would be doing on the part of the Federal Transit Administration so that we can identify all the different things that went well and some lessons learned about the things that haven't gone as well.
So we're paying Portland Streetcar and LTK for their time and efforts. And those time and efforts can, as you gave a little foreshadowing, it sounds like the streetcars 4 and 5 are probably going to slip from September and October, which has been a consistent pattern here we've had with Oregon Ironworks is not getting vehicles certified for service on time. So why don't we pay based upon delivery of the vehicles as opposed to just, I mean, it sounds to me like we're just doing open-ended contracts with Portland Streetcar and LTK. And
so
there's no tangibles connected with those efforts. We just keep dipping into contingency until we burn right through it.
So as a newcomer to Streetcar, one of the things that was explained to me is the service that LTK provides is being on-site while the manufacturing is occurring, in addition to being present once we receive the vehicle and work through safety certification. So to the extent that OIW has the cars and does work on them, we need to have our quality assurance representative there.
Yeah, I think the question that Commissioner Novick raised is a critical one, which is, okay, we need to pay for project management while the project's going on, and it's going on longer than expected. And we need to pay for engineering oversight of the vehicles while they're being constructed because that's required, but we're paying for more of that service over a longer period because it's taking longer to build the vehicles. When it gets to the bottom line, close out of the contract with Oregon Ironworks, not with these quality control vendors, Portland Streetcar Inc. and LTK, we have an issue, right?
Right. I mean, basically, if Oregon Ironworks were delivering us perfectly functioning vehicles on time, there'd be no need to continue to pay the oversight contractors. So the issue is really with Oregon Ironworks rather than with the oversight contractors.
Yeah, I guess the question I'm trying to frame, though, is are we gonna run out of money to pay the oversight contractors before we get vehicles?
I mean, oh, it doesn't look like it, but
no.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. We're nowhere in that kind of range where we would run out of funds for that.
Well, I mean, these contracts combined today are $330,000.
So,
and that leaves $1.2 million left in contingency.
Approximately.
What was our contract amendment in April? How much money was that?
Similar, right.
I think it was a similar amount.
I have it with me, but not here. I can certainly answer that question.
So, I mean, if we're doing contract amendments in the nature of $300,000 per shot, then I could see, you know, four more contract amendments and no more contingency. What happens then? Who's on the hook?
So we are obligated to complete the East Side Loop project, and the City of Portland, I'm confident, will do so. The negotiations with Oregon Ironworks is a separate contract from what is the action before you today, and we have the contingency that we have to work with. I don't think that any of the parties are unaware of the limitation of those dollars.
Actually, Commissioner, my response would be that although normally you settle accounts with a contractor like Oregon Iron Works at the end of the contract, if we're coming to the point where we're running out of money, then I would go to Oregon Iron Works and say, hey, we need to address this sooner. And if we can't fund this because of your delays, then you need to help us get it through.
And Commissioner Novick, I just wanted to clarify. So you met with the president of United Streetcar last week. Mr. Harder? Or
actually, I misspoke. It's Kevin Clark, not Kevin Carter.
Kevin Clark, okay. And he said he understands the need for Oregon Iron Works or United Streetcar to make us whole for the delays that they have caused with streetcar delivery.
He said that he understood that these delays are unacceptable, and I made it clear that we expect them to make us whole, and they recognize that that is our intention.
He said that to you? Okay. Okay.
And the duration of this extension for these two contracts?
The services provided by LTK currently expire on August 31st.
Yeah.
This would extend them until October 31st.
By which time, according to the current schedule, you expect to have vehicles delivered. Okay.
Yes.
But your point's well made, Commissioner Saltzman. At some point, we could all the sand could run out of the hourglass here, or all the dollars run out of the hole in the bottom of the bucket, and mm-hmm. we'd be in trouble. So that's why it's good that I think Commissioner Novick had this conversation and put the company, the vendor, on notice that our problem is their problem. Thank you for doing that. Okay, other questions for the team? Anyone signed up?
They left.
Okay, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Roll call on the first item.
766, Saltzman.
Well, I think I've indicated my growing concerns here, but I am going to support these, but I am reaching the limits of my endurance of how many more contingency taps I will support. Especially if the goal line keeps getting moved on us by Oregon Iron Works. Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 767.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. 768.
Set a hearing date, 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, September 18, 2013, to vacate a portion of Southwest Fairview Boulevard at Southwest Chaplin Drive.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. We haven't met. My name is Dee Walker. I'm with the right-of-way acquisition for the Bureau of Transportation. And before you is just an item for requesting a street vacation of a portion of Southwest Fairview, and it's just to set the hearing. So.
All right. Can I ask you a question on this?
Uh-huh.
We appreciate you coming here to seek a hearing date. Are you required to do this, or?
I have been told by our office and management that it is necessary for us to come and put this on regular agenda. I'm not quite sure why these historically have always been on consent.
Right.
We are going to, this is a direction that went out a while ago, and we need to sort that out, and I suspect we'll go back to the previous practice.
I would just say, you know, if the previous practice is setting, if it's a matter of a ministerial function of setting a hearing date, we would be, I think we'd all be willing to delegate that function to the Bureau.
Understood. Well, it goes on consent anyway, so we can pull it if we want to.
Dan and I both have long speeches we were going to read in connection with this thing, but in the light of the time, we'll hold our fire.
Merciful. Okay.
I would suggest to you that issues like the typo in the amounts of money could also be on consent.
Yeah,
I'm curious about that one myself. Okay, thank you. No one signed up to testify, I assume. And
report.
It's just a report, so we'll accept the report.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for sitting through this fascinating morning of democracy. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 769.
Amend ordinance to remove Exhibit A relating to the phased implementation of the Northwest Parking Meter District and Area Permit Parking Program.
Some comments, Commissioner Novick, before we take a roll call on this.
I just want to note that although some people may be aware that there may be a delay in the actual delivery of meters to implement the Northwest Parking Plan, that doesn't affect this ordinance or what we voted on last week. There's no need for amendments.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification.
Second reading, roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, I have, since the hearing last week, heard from several constituents who were concerned that, having been out of town for vacation and such, that they were not aware of the new plan coming forward. Given that there may be a delay anyway, and also that this is something that can be continued to be amended, I view this as a living document that we've already proven that we've amended it within 6 months, 7 months of its initial adoption. So with those provisos, I'm comfortable with voting aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Real progress in a difficult balancing act. Thank you. Aye. 770.
Revise enforcement provisions to standardize language related to Bureau of Environmental Services program enforcement activities.
Second reading, roll call.
Saltzman?
Well, this is good work, Commissioner Fish and Bureau of Environmental Services. This really, I think it helps to have a lot more consistent enforcement procedures and hearing ability. Aye.
Novick?
As a former environmental law enforcer myself, I appreciate the Bureau's attention to having a strong and transparent enforcement program. Aye.
Fish.
I'm either the third or the fourth commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Environmental Services since Christmas. So I would be remiss if I didn't thank all the people who actually did the work on this as we vote on it, and especially thanks to my new Bureau. Mayor, I will tell you that in my eight weeks on the job, in addition to the honeymoon being over and a group of citizens saying that they can do a better job running the Bureau than me, I would say that the most wonderful revelation to me has been in getting out in the field and meeting the professionals who actually do the work at the Bureau of Environmental Services throughout the city, at the wastewater management facility, at our lab, at Cathedral Park, and places in between. And we are blessed to have an incredibly talented and dedicated group of professionals who work for us. And this work is a reflection of the quality of their work. And so I am pleased to vote aye.
My apologies. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you. Thanks to Commissioner Fish and Emily York in your office for getting back to us with the information that we requested last week on this one. I haven't heard a storm of protest or even a minor expression of protest. So, again, I'm comfortable voting aye.
Hales.
Good work. Aye. And we are recessed until tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
Sorry, we don't have to.
Not that kind of stuff.
And we'll forward you the emails. Steve, you have one moment?
Yeah.